This headline, study showing hypnosis can help with pain management. What can you tell us?
Well, this is some of the studies being done in the U.S. at some of the health centers, Cleveland Clinic for one of them. It's sort of misleading. Hypnosis, when we think of hypnosis, you think of these the shows that go on stage. But really, this is more a relaxation technique. It's a means of training people to calm themselves and gain control over various aspects of their illnesses. For example, for pain management or for reducing blood pressure. They found that by training people in an appropriate way to relax, they're able to minimize and reduce the severity or perception of pain and anxiety. It's almost like a form of biofeedback, Steve. You've probably seen these. You even may have done this yourself, where you're hooked up to a device and it makes a noise, and you can actually, as you lower your heart rate, you focus on your heart rate or the noise, and the noise starts to disappear, your heart rate goes down. So there are functions the brain has to override some of the other automatic functions that it has with regards to pain, your body producing pain, to minimize that. So it's sort of interesting. They're still working on it, but it does help some people, but not all. The skeptics, it doesn't work on.
If you don't believe you can be hypnotized, you can't be.
That is pretty much what they're finding.
And what about irritable bowel syndrome? Was that study genuine, where they found for 40% it helped?
It does, and the reason is that there are, in irritable bowel syndrome, there are nerve cells, and essentially it's called the body's second nervous system, where the bowel is spasming, and just as you can reduce pain by relaxing and focusing, if trained properly, you can do the same by about 40% reducing pain in some of these people. So it does have a place. It still needs to be studied, and they're trying to figure out exactly the mechanisms that go on in the brain that contribute to this phenomenon.